You're listening to episode 107 of the SmartSocial.com podcast. I'm Josh Oakes, and today in this episode, I bring my friend Jeff from Bridget.com into the mix, and we're both talking about restorative versus punitive discipline styles. And he's going to outline what those are and why his app at Bridget.com and his technology helps to build a positive online identity and real life identity for students so that they're using more of a restorative discipline rather than just punitive. And he's going to describe that for you real quickly. And he's going to show you why you need a rapid response to that. So if you're an educator listening to this, you can click the links below to learn more about Bridget. Once again, he's a friend of mine, and I like to bring smart people in on these types of discussions to add value to you. Now, if you want to make sure that your family is protected and you have your own built-in PR firm, remember at smartsocial.com, we have a membership. You go halfway down the front page or click membership in the upper right, and you're going to learn how to monitor your kids online to see what they're doing. You're going to learn how to dialogue with them about their future so they behave better, and then you're going to learn how to build a resume / online website that will help to protect your family in the future. You've seen some bad stuff in the news about how one social media post makes a whole community go haywire and it makes everything look bad, or even a school go bad. And what we're going to do here with families over the March, April, and May of this year is we're going to take you from 0 to 60 miles an hour to protect your family. We're going to build up this awesome little fortress. It's going to be a walled garden of positivity, if you will, and make sure that your family is doing awesome things online that are authentic, that could be self-deprecating and silly and fun, but that people will see your family for everything that you're known for. I want to protect your family values, but I also want to make sure that you are doing all that you can to protect your kids' future. So you can learn more about that at smartsocial.com or click the link below and join our program. I'm Josh Oakes. I hope you enjoy this episode. My good friend Jeff is awesome, and I'm so honored that he would join us here today. The question is, how do you keep your kids safe and smart online while helping them have fun and someday build a positive online identity that can help them in the future? That's the question, and this podcast is the answer. We interview experts each week that help you be the best parent and/or educator you can become to protect your kids and students online. My name is Josh Oakes, and I travel the country each year teaching students and professionals how to shine online. You can learn more at smartsocial.com. Enjoy the show. I'm Josh Oakes with smartsocial.com. You're listening to episode 107, and I have Jeff from Bridget.com, a friend of mine and a colleague, and he's someone that's fighting all around the student, fighting to make sure that student is full of positive online behaviors and real life behaviors. He is here today to talk to us about, in the last episode, we talked about what could go wrong, a bad PR thing that could happen around your school or your community, or especially around a family. Like, I didn't know this would happen. This only happens on the other side of the country. And we gave examples of what could go wrong. Now, Jeff, talk to us about what does it mean to rapidly respond and what's a good way to do it and a bad way to do that.
Great. Thanks, Josh. So rapidly responding is really responding in the moment, right? When a problem happens or an incident happens between two students or a student or a teacher, it is always best to engage in that moment and have the right teachable moment, right? The right conversation, what's going on there. So having your team of teachers, your educators, your parents, your other students, all with the ability to have a conversation around a problem that's disruptive to them, the classroom, or their friends, extremely important. So bringing people up the knowledge curve in terms of social-emotional learning, in terms of how to have a conversation around a difficult topic, whether it be race, whether it be weapons in the school, whether it be sexuality, whether it be physical bullying, or whether it be online bullying, having the ability to actively listen when a child's having a problem first, and then engage in a conversation that allows them to feel safe so that they can start to bring their level of anxiety back down. Absolutely critical. Students, when they feel anxiety, they close down.
Okay, so you talk a lot about restorative versus punitive. What does restorative mean? What's, give us an example of that, and punitive, give us an example of that.
Okay, so I'll start with punitive. So a punitive policy is one like zero tolerance, where when there's a problem, there is a punitive response. You have detention, you have principal detention, you go right into suspension, right? And so it's a clearly set up punitive meant to isolate you, to make you reflect theoretically, but to isolate you from the rest of the student body. And that's what punitive policies are set up to do. We have them in the prisons, right? Punitive policy, you go to prison, you're isolated from the rest of the country, the rest of society. Not a healthy thing at all mentally for the students. Restorative discipline or restorative practices are what we do as a family. It's what we do as parents. We listen, we understand, we try and teach our children, our students, why what they did was wrong, get them to understanding why what they did or experienced was harmful, and get them to remorse, so in the case of the aggressor, they won't do it again. And then restorative practices on, from a support side is for the victim, the one who's been harmed psychologically doesn't feel safe, or physically they've been harmed. You have to reconnect them as well to the community. So how do you do that, right? You have to give them a lot of support along the way from the rest of the community so that they feel safe to engage as well. Because with a pure punitive policy, you end up with two parties that are disengaged. When you use restorative practices, you end up with two parties that were briefly disengaged, but learned and came and were accepted back into the community, and they feel safe again, because it's about feeling safe. If children feel safe, if students feel safe, everything goes right.
Okay, very interesting. All right, so rapid response and how we do this. Now talk to us really quickly, if you can, in this episode, what does rapid response mean? How do you respond quickly, and or do you let it blow over? What do you tell schools?
What we tell schools is we have put together huge resources, a huge bank of resources. It's like Netflix for social emotional learning and safety, so that in an instant they can grab their phone and they can do a quick search and see a different type of conversation, various types of conversations and help resources that will address the problem at hand. And it's through tagging these problems by type of incident, by type of bias involved, by type of outcome and harm, that we've been able to shorten the time frame of the response and increase and decrease the risk of making the wrong decision or having the wrong conversation. You don't want to go with your gut, because your gut may be wrong or may be biased. You want to go with what clinicians say and what psychologists say are the ways to allow people to reconnect.
Mm-hmm. All right. This is awesome. Thank you, Jeff, so much. Everybody that's listening to this right now, you can click the links below to learn more about Jeff. If you're enjoying these new micro sessions, let us know. Please rate, subscribe, and review, whether you're seeing us on YouTube, on iTunes, or anywhere else. I'm Josh Oakes with SmartSocial.com. And if you as a family want to protect yourself as well, there's a chance to build. We're going to talk on the next episode a little bit about creating constant awareness, reinforcing positive culture, and building great trust with students. And then after that, another episode, not to get ahead of ourselves, but this is why you must subscribe. You're going to hear after that on episode 109, the practice of building a positive online image. This is where I love doing, is going to help you start a dialogue with your kids that gets them thinking like they're an adult, and it gets them behaving like they're an adult. Wow, there's actual stuff happening. So you're listening to episode 107. By episode 109, we're going to show you a few ways that you can open up a dialogue with your kids, build trust, a two-way trust, and start planning your kids' future. It's a crazy way of doing it, but it works. Psychologists and therapists all over the world agree with the way Jeff and I are doing this, and they say this is a refreshing way to talk to the kid like an adult. If you love what we're doing, if you love this episodic style, please rate, subscribe, review, go to smartsocial.com, become a member, and we'll teach you how to build a website. We'll see you on the next episode.